Hi, I'm Jim, your host for the Stuff You Missed podcast. We're continuing with the Life During Wartime series, this time discussing my take on Memorial Day weekend. For those of you who watch too much news, like me, you saw that most of the states have begun their phased reopenings. But in several states, namely those with beaches that reopened, there was little regard for social distancing. Anyway, enough about that. By now you know my feelings on masks and social distancing. And yet somehow I was able to survive the weekend, which is normally one of my favorite weekends of the year when it comes to televised sports. The most missed event, of course, the Indianapolis 500. Not that I'm a follower of IndyCar racing. No, I'm just a Hoosier who grew up listening to or watching the greatest spectacle in racing. In fact, when I was growing up, Hoosiers were unable to watch the race live, so radio was all I had until later in the day, when it was finally shown on Indiana television. And until maybe 10 years ago or so, it was my go-to event for Memorial Day weekend. It was then I stumbled across the NCAA Men's Lacrosse Final Four, which happens every Memorial Day weekend. I know it seems like an odd sport for a Hoosier to fall into, but what's not to like with watching hockey on grass? There's no fighting, but for sheer speed, there's not much like it. But due to the pandemic, this event too was canceled. There also was the match, that made-for-television golfing event. I did watch the final few holes, but I think you really had to be a golf fanatic to get much out of it. And under normal circumstances, would people pay money to watch Peyton Manning or Tom Brady play golf? Then there's NASCAR. Yes, it's racing, but without fans in the stands. And while I realize and understand the motivating forces behind this type of decision, it's just not the same. I tried to watch German soccer with the piped-in crowd noises. Can't say I'm a big fan of that, even though I love to watch soccer. Same with Korean baseball. Just too dull without the crowds. And frankly, who cares about the Doosan Bears? Well, that's all the time we have for today. Again, we invite you to like Stuff You Missed on Facebook, and thank you once again for listening.